All right, welcome back. We are with Bill Wozniak, Jenny Washington, Donette Kassman. It's College Goal Sunday is coming up, but it is our second annual Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Financial Aid. Back to the phones in Lauren. Hi there.
Hi. I had just a comment about the graduation rates that are posted online.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, students go in there and look at it, but whose responsibility is to explain it, or where can we find information? Because let's say the graduation rate is only 10%. If I look at that, that's just a number to me. No one explains what it actually means.
Graduation rate, if it's being calculated correctly, means that we were just looking at the information from the College Navigator during the break, and they're using 2009. So it means of the students who entered that school in 2009, 10% of them walked across the aisle within 150% within 4 years. I think that's what that means.
In that case, it would be 150% of time. So if it's a two-year degree, you'd be looking at 3 years. Mm-hmm. And if it's a four-year degree, you'd be looking at six.
Okay. And, I mean, it doesn't – to me, that wouldn't correlate to how much a loan I would need to take out or how much – or switching my major. Like, those things won't correlate. It would be like, okay, well, they didn't graduate. That's fine. But it wouldn't – you know, it doesn't – for me, it doesn't say, hey – you know, you get into a program, don't take this much money out. You know, graduation rates won't correlate to me.
That's a good point.
And you're bringing up a huge point. This is a fantastic point. First of all, remember, every student is different.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say we look at a school that's 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
You very well could be number one of the 50 on the good or number one on the 50 the bad. Every student is different. And so we look at these statistics just when people say there's no information out there, there's nothing out there. The information is out there. But then again, every student is different. How you go about the whole process is different, and that's very important. So statistics are what they are. Take a look at them, but do what's right for you and take care of yourself.
I think part of evaluating it is, as a student, if you're going to be – the difference between a student full-time and whether you're going to try to be a student and work full-time at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're going to work full time and be a student, it may take you longer. Not that you're not the best student in the world. It's just that, you know, juggling everything you got to juggle. And the student has to figure out, am I going to take a full load and do a full job, or am I going to take a few classes here, a few classes there? You would be using less financial aid, but you're stringing out your opportunities. You follow me, Lauren? That's a great question, though. We appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to Annie at 239-1310. Hi, Annie. Annie, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I said Tammy, so that's why.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tammy.
Well, my question was about those that are going to school that are working full-time jobs and trying to get their master's. You know, could you speak to financial aid for them that may be going online and taking online courses? And just can you... talk about financial aid for those students.
That's a great question. So somebody's filling out the FAFSA form because they want to get their master's. And how does that enter into it? And does going on online classes reduce the amount that you're spending?
It definitely will reduce the amount that you're spending because you should just have your tuition and books and supply costs. But when you get to the graduate level, and that's what you're at the master's level, there would not be any Pell Grants or Supplemental Education Opportunity Grants.
That's just for undergraduate.
That's just for the undergraduate students.
Mm-hmm.
But there is also Stafford Loan, Sub and Sub, Graduate Plus Loan that are available for graduate students. And then if a student is going full-time to graduate school, there are some positions within the division that they're getting that degree where they could be a TA, they could be a grad assistant, they may be helping someone that's on, you know, sabbatical writing,
mm-hmm.
doing some research. So there are some avenues to help that graduate student as well where they may not have to take everything in a loan, but the majority of their financial aid will be loan-based.
And don't forget about a lot of companies that these days offer tuition assistance. So for those people that are going back to school, getting their master's and helping themselves, a lot of companies do offer tuition assistance. So that might be an avenue to look at.
And company's tuition assistance. You don't have to worry about the information you're putting on the FAFSA form.
Correct.
All right, 239-13, because the company already knows what you make. 239-1310, back to the phones in Tempest. Hi there.
Hello, how are you doing?
We're fine.
I wanted to make a comment pertaining to the SAF appeal process and basically the completion rate. I have been a student at Ivy Tech. I graduated high school in 2007, and I began to take a few courses there. I would say my most early years in college were not very maybe I wasn't as focused or just as serious. However, I did take classes, and I was also working at the same time. Just recently, last semester, I went to enroll for January, and I got blocked out. Now, I have been a self-paced student for the past two semesters. So when I found out about the completion rate and being affected by it, not even having financial aid, I was very upset by it because this was something I was unaware of. And so when I called to talk to the advisor or the enrollment, they told me about this new process as to where the completion rate is being looked at compared from all of your previous years up until now. I just wanted to say I feel the advisors and the people you have one-on-one basis with or contact with should do a better job of letting the students be aware of that because I, again, was not on financial aid. I was paying out of my pocket. And so to be told I have to appeal, it kind of made me a bit upset, so I just made the decision to sit out the semester, and then I will go back in the summertime. But I just want to say that I've also been affected, and I've also paid out of my pocket. And I knew to pay out of my pocket based on the fact that my completion rate wasn't great, so I didn't try to get financial aid. I just went ahead and paid out of my pocket, but I still was affected by this completion rate thing. So being told I had to appeal just to go back to school when I was already paying for my own, success, it was very frustrating.
That's an interesting point. Wait a minute.
The school needs to do a much, much better job of letting students be aware because when they sit with you and they're enrolling you in new classes, they're looking at your grades, they understand you didn't pass this course or retaking it, they see what's going on, but no one's telling you this. And for me to pay out of my pocket is very disappointing, honestly. It was very frustrating because I got a big, huge roadblock and I was trying to continue my education. So they need to do a much better job of making students be aware what is going on with the completion rate. And I just wanted to say that.
Girl, I wish you had called when the head of Ivy Tech was here on Monday.
I wasn't able to get through. So, but I just feel like, I'm just saying, the staff and the people who work at the Ivy Tech. And then another thing I want to say, I don't know exactly what's going on with the management there. It's just a different atmosphere in the front offices now. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's just the atmosphere is a little bit different. I think it's just new management or something. As far as that goes, not really feeling it personally, especially because I've been a previous student. I've had experiences with staff and advisors, and I've always enjoyed Ivy Tech Community College. I actually like the school a great bit. But, like I said, just it was a bit frustrating and disappointing what just recently happened to me because I was coming out of my own pocket.
It seemed to me if you're the one paying the bill, you shouldn't have to worry about completion.
Exactly. And the woman on the phone had to admit with me, she said, ma'am, this normally does not affect you. This is her words. However, due to this and that, it does affect you. And I just sat there dumbfounded because that was my money, and I was getting ready to pay with my money again.
I was told
based on what I did in 2007 and 2008, it affects 2014.
You need to make sure that your state representatives and your state senators, hear from you this year. Because understand, it is the legislature that is telling Ivy Tech and the state-supported universities. They're the ones putting pressure on them to get it together. The last governor is putting pressure on them. The current governor is putting pressure on them.
Okay.
Democrats and Republicans in the legislature are putting pressure on them. So if you've got some concerns as somebody that's paying the bill, see, you're paying two ways. You're a taxpayer and you're paying the bill. You need to let your senators and representatives, no joke. Let them know because they're always putting stuff in your mailbox, right?
Yes, sir.
So and they have a contact information on the stuff they put in your mailbox.
Yeah.
Then that's how you give them that feedback. And then when they all come on the show later this year, looking for your vote, you remind them. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you. Somebody else asked a question. Didn't want to go on the air. A parent that is in school getting financial aid. Now they got a kid of financial aid age. How do they handle that on FAFSA? Or does that work in the benefit? Parents getting the aid at the school they're attending, maybe getting a regular loan, and now here comes the kid. What happens?
Each one must complete their own FAFSA. So the parent would do their FAFSA, and the student would do their
with
FAFSA.
The parent in
with
it.
The parent mm-hmm. information.
If they're okay. Mm-hmm.
And when the parent completes the FAFSA, they would list two people in college,
Parent and the kid.
Yep, parent and the kid. Mm-hmm. And so when we get to that expected family contribution that I mentioned earlier,
right,
we'll be dividing that in half because there are two people in college.
So that's a good thing.
Oh, okay. Thing. All right, 239-13. Tell me, go to Miss Edward. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
We're fine. What's up?
My question also was pretty much like hers. My son is going to school, too, and he's paying out of pocket. But I'm not sure how to, he's getting financial aid and he's paying out of pocket. But I guess my question is should he be paying out of pocket or should he go back to the advisor and ask him, should he be paying out of pocket or?
Let me ask a question. Did he and you fill out a FAFSA form last year?
Yes.
And the reason he's did not get any aid, what reason was given?
He did get some aid.
Okay.
But was it just not enough to cover all of his educational expenses?
I think from my understanding, they said that he didn't meet the thing at the beginning of the quarter or something.
Mm-hmm.
Did he miss the FAFSA deadline for the state of Indiana?
Maybe that's what it was.
And so he may have been short on grant funds and may have to be making that up by putting out of his own pocket, or maybe he had to take more in loan money.
Okay. So, this month, I guess I keep asking him when he enrolls for FAFSA again. So
you have to do it every single year. So I would encourage him to fill it out by March 10th this year to make sure he puts his name in the pool and he's eligible for every dollar that he can get through the state of Indiana.
Okay.
Where's he going to school?
Actually, he's going to the chef's academy.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, he needs to fill out the FAFSA. Or what's he doing on the fourth Sunday, February 23rd, from 2 to 4?
They're in school. He goes to school from Monday through Thursday, and he's off on Friday only.
Is he off on Sunday?
Yes.
Okay, then he needs to go to College Goal Sunday. He lives in Indianapolis?
Yes.
What side of town he live on?
East side.
He needs to go over to Arlington High School from 2 to 4.
Sunday.
2 to 4 on February the 23rd.
February the 23rd. Yeah, because he's paying out of pocket and unemployed, so I don't want to keep playing with this.
Okay. Well, he needs to do that. All right, good luck to you. I appreciate it. 239-1310, 239-1310's afternoon's name. It's got a lot more calls. The financial aid folks are here. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more after these. Back to the phones, and Lucky. Hi there. Oh, Lucky's unlucky. Let's try Marvin. See, that's the signal that everybody now is trying to call, and it just jams up the lines and does all kind of crazy stuff. 239-1310, 239-1310. College Goal Sunday is the fourth Sunday from 2 to 4. The locations include the Center for Leadership Development of the 2400 block of Dr. Martin Luther King, Ivy Tech's main headquarters at Fall Creek in Illinois, Washington High School, Beech Grove High School, Arlington High School, Washington High School, Northwest High School, Decatur Central High School. Who am I leaving? Ivy Tech in Anderson.
Correct.
Who am I leaving out? I think we got everybody. Avon. From 2 to 4.
Oh, yeah, we have Avon.
Avon.
How can I leave out Avon?
Yep, Avon.
So wait a minute. If Avon can have a, if Hendricks County can have a location, then surely
we need someone from Hamilton County to step up. All they have to do is ask to be assigned.
I think the mayor of Carmel should donate the Carmel Performing Arts Mausoleum for College Goal Sunday. Let me go back to the phones and Lucky. Hi, Lucky.
Good afternoon, Amison. How are you and your panel?
We're fine.
Wonderful. I hope you're having a great cold day.
Yeah.
Very quickly, I'm going to mention my comment and answer and get off the phone to listen to your answer. Wanted to know if the panel could mention something concerning students who parents are disabled veterans and the financial aid they can receive from the state of Indiana, and what effect, if any, does it have on their total financial aid packet? And I'll hang up and listen to
Yeah. That's a great question. We talked about that the FAFSA form asks whether you are a veteran, whether you ask they're on active duty. So there are awards in Indiana that are veteran related.
There are for the veteran themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We have at most colleges and universities, there is a veterans office
mm-hmm.
that handles all of the paperwork required for the veteran to get their monthly stipends, to get their awards that help them with tuition, rent, food, clothing, transportation mm-hmm. as well. And they share that information with the financial aid office. But also, when a student has a parent who is either deceased or disabled through military service, or an EMS who's been killed mm-hmm. on duty,
mm-hmm.
firefighters.
Or our first responders, firefighters, EMS, and our police officers. Yes.
They have an award through the state of Indiana that will help them with tuition costs.
Mm.
And so they get a letter from the state of Indiana, and they take that to the college, university, and they will in turn place that on the account, so that will help with that student's tuition.
And so if there's a veteran who has, you know, the official service-connected disability from VA,
mm-hmm.
so whether that was from Vietnam or the wars between that, or Gulf, Desert Storm, Desert Shield, Iraq and Afghanistan, those either that veteran themselves or their dependents,
mm-hmm.
there's something, a blessing from the state of Indiana to help those yes. folks continue their education.
Yes, they will ask them for the DD-214. The military form.
The DD-214.
Mm-hmm. And they'll use that form along with a form from the state to apply for those benefits. And then they bring that form to the colleges and universities and will place that award on their account.
For service personnel to be entitled to the GI Bill, which is now the Montgomery GI Bill, you still got to fill out the FAFSA form.
Yes, mm-hmm. that definitely. Because we also want to consider that student for additional aid and along with their veteran benefits. And the VA offices on our campuses will merge that information with us.
Are there cases of service personnel that just, you know, show up to enroll and looking for the benefits from the GI Bill, but they haven't filled out the FAFSA form?
Yes.
So even though they know, wait a minute, I served, I know I'm entitled to the GI Bill. That's been around since World War II. They got to fill out the form.
Yes.
And the GI Bill is only for those who have just left the military. Let's say somebody served in Desert Storm, the one in 91, 92. Mm-hmm. And they decide they want to go back to school. Does the GI Bill count then, or it only counts right after you got? I've always wondered.
I think there's some time limit, but I'm not 100% sure. And that's where our VA officers on campus they know those regulations a lot better than I do.
Yeah.
All right. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's afternoon's name. It's back to the phones. And Aaliyah, hi there.
Hi, I was calling because I was wondering what you could do, you know, because I'm a senior in high school and I'm trying to, you know, figure out how I'm going to afford college. And if my parents, you know, they make too much, so we can't get, like, scholarships from that. And then I had ADD, so that affected my grades, so I couldn't get, you know, a scholarship for academics. So I was wondering what you suggested for me to do.
Well, first of all, what year are you in school?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior. How, you got great grades?
Yeah, they're great now.
They're great.
Once I got diagnosed, you know. So.
All right. During your high school years, were you on an IEP, an individual education plan?
Yes, I was. And after that, that's when all my grades improved.
Ah, mm-hmm. See, now we got a track record of going from mm-hmm. not so good to excellent. How are your tests? How are your SATs, ACTs?
They're pretty good.
All right. Have you talked to colleges? Do they like you? Do they say, hey, we want you to come?
Yeah, but my thing was affording it.
Okay. Well, you know, I think the first step would be particularly Danette and Jenny, don't assume the college will say no, because as we talked before, this could be somebody that overcame a whole lot of mm-hmm. stuff, and there might be stuff for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you would be surprised. I mean, I would go ahead and fill out the FAFSA number one. And then there are a lot of scholarships out there that have other things related. They're not just necessarily related to your grades. They're related to a lot of different things. So I would encourage you to look at those outside scholarships. And a lot of times applying to the school, the financial aid office has scholarships that they award from the financial aid office.
Let me ask you, Aaliyah, based upon how your grades have improved, based upon how you've done on SAT, ACT, are schools sending you letters saying, hey, come look at us?
Yeah, and I've been accepted to school I wanted to go to and everything. But
have you talked to the financial aid people of the school that you really want to go to?
No, not yet.
Oh, no. See, what you need to do is, and I got two people, I can't say what school they're from. How important is it for somebody like Aaliyah to take that visit to the financial aid office and talk to somebody in the office face to face who can look at what she's been through?
I think it's very important because not only do we know about maybe university or college scholarships, we also know what agencies outside the university is a good place to start researching scholarship information. There are some websites that we recommend that students use to search for scholarships, as well as we know what services our colleges offer, especially a student who's already been, you know, a little shaky in the grades in the past, but doing much better. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure you stay on that good track. So we have student support services that we can tell you about. So that's why it's important to talk with the financial aid officer at the college that you're interested in.
The other thing is, and I don't know whether you were listening at the beginning of the program, they were talking about the importance of work study, which is a way of helping to pay for your education without having the loan that could also, you know, kick in and work into what you're talking about.
And we're going to get the FAFSA done for sure.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you know, getting a scholarship is not easy work. I mean, I would encourage you to go out, Google scholarships. There's a lot of really good scholarship searches out there. But again, it's work. I mean, a student has to go out. There's a lot of sometimes essay writing. But a lot of times you can write an essay and then tweak it for each individual scholarship that you apply for. So, you know, speaking of personal experience, I know my daughter applied for like 50 scholarships. Trust me, she was not happy doing that, but it is work. I mean, if you want something for free, which scholarships are free money, you have to work at it. So if it's important to you, I would just go out and Google that and work at that.
And College Goal Sunday is the fourth Sunday from 2 to 4. Mm-hmm. What side of town do you live on?
Indianapolis.
What side of town? What side?
On the west side.
On the west side. You can go over to Washington High School. Or Northwest High School from 2 to 4.
Okay.
Okay? Good luck.
All right. Thank you so much.
Good luck to you. Let me go to Alicia at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I had a question about the disabled veterans scholarship you were referring to.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is a disabled retired veteran. I moved out here from California, and I had previously gotten the benefit for the school I was attending in California. And when I moved here, my brother was getting the benefit. Well, we both reapplied a couple of years ago, and we were denied. And we asked her why, and she said that my dad needed to change his separation date from when he was retired, and he can't do that. So I'm trying to figure out why are we now being denied.
We're denied from two different schools?
No.
The same school?
From the VA themselves for the state. The state benefit for them to pay for our tuition, she denied us.
And this was the state office denied you?
Yes.
And what? And the reason they gave?
She said that my dad did not have war dates on his separation date, but he does.
That definitely is a Veteran Affairs Office.
Is that the Veteran Affairs Office of the school?
The state.
All right, you would need to get a hold of the State of Indiana Office of Veterans Affairs.
Now, see, I contacted them because I didn't understand why we were being denied when my brother, the previous year, he had been approved. So that didn't make sense to me now being denied when he had been approved previously.
When did the State Office of Veteran Affairs deny you?
This was several years ago. This was maybe in 2009.
Okay, so you've not talked to them since?
No, I haven't asked it since. I heard you talking about it, and I decided to call and see what.
Yeah, I would say if you are still interested in going back to school, apply again. Go back through the process. if some no-no at the State Department of Veteran Affairs denies you, then you get a hold of me.
Okay.
And then I can rattle some chains.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is the governor we got now does not want to hear of any veteran being disrespected if there are benefits from the state of Indiana that are due our veterans. Governor Pence, he and I disagree on a bunch of things, but I think we're of the same mindset on this, and he don't want to hear that. But you go back through the process.
Okay. I will definitely do that.
All right, and if it don't work, then seriously, let me know.
I will definitely call you back.
All right. All righty. Thank you. 239-1310. Yeah, he ain't going to play that. 239-1310. 239-1310. Let me go to Don. Hi, Don.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how you doing, Amos?
Fine.
How you doing, Amos?
I'm fine. What's up?
You and your guest. Yeah, I'm a disabled vet, and I want the public to know. The lady made the comment about, and if your parents are disabled, if your father is a disabled vet, et cetera, you have to be 100% disabled in order for that student to get that particular benefit in the state of Indiana, and you can only use that benefit here in the state of Indiana. That's a fact. And as far as that lady that just called, I would encourage her to write Senator Joe Donnelly and have him look into it, and I can guarantee her that his office will look into it, and they will call the Veterans Affairs office there, and they will make some consideration for her. I can guarantee her that, too.
All right, so Alicia, if you're still listening, Joe Donnelly's number is 269-5555, I think it is, here in Indianapolis, and he'll be here Friday.
So I just want to make sure that everybody's clear on the disability piece, because a lot of times you tell people, well, if you have a disability, it has to be a certain percentage, and they'll tell you that at the state, your parent has to be 100% disabled in order for you to get that particular benefit. Thank you.
All right, appreciate that. You're not.
It used to be a criteria that there was 100% disability, but in recent years, we have had students that were eligible that the parent was not 100% disabled.
Yeah. Sometimes Uncle does change the rules. Back to the phones and Anonymous. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Amos. I had a question because I'm at work, so I missed the answers to this question about veterans receiving financial aid. If the Veterans Administration is paying for their whole entire schooling, are they still able to receive financial aid for monies in their pocket for themselves?
I would say as long we will share that information with the Veteran Affairs Office, and we will consider whatever you're getting from Veteran Affairs in the calculation for financial aid from the state, from the financial aid office at the colleges and universities. But as far as processing, say, for example, if you were applying for a subsidized Stafford loan, we would not consider veterans' benefits when we process that subsidized Stafford loan.
Okay, so the Stafford loan is the loan itself. It's not the financial aid, correct?
A Stafford loan is part of your financial aid, yes.
Okay, so but you would not consider that.
We would not consider the veteran benefit when we're processing the subsidized Stafford loan.
Okay, so a veteran could receive up to the $5,500 in pocket since the Veterans Administration is paying for the schooling.
When you say $5,500, are you talking about the Stafford loan?
Yes.
Okay, but remember, maybe what you're getting from veterans isn't paying everything, then part of that loan would be used to pay those expenses.
Okay.
But if your educational expenses at the college or university are covered with your VA benefits, then whatever the excess is, will come to the student for their living expenses.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, appreciate it. But that would be a Stafford, but that would be a loan that you'd have to pay back.
Eventually, yes.
That's not a Pell Grant.
Right. Absolutely.
So you would be borrowing to live to pay back.
Absolutely.
Many types of aid.
Yeah.
Okay. 239-1310, 239-1310. We'll be back with our remaining moments after these. Back to the phones and Kevin. Kevin, you got about a minute.
Hey, how you doing, Amos?
Fine.
I got a question for you. The last gentleman who called, he mentioned that you had to be 100% if your parents were disabled. I sent a meeting last night, and that's not what they explained to me. They explained that if the parents served during a wartime and before June of 2011, and they paid 100%. And then after June of 2011, they were saying it goes by your rating. Is that true?
They're getting a lot of nods here. Is that true, guys?
Yes. I think that the best thing for the student or the parent to do is to contact Veteran Affairs
at their school.
Veteran Affairs with the state. With their DD-214, have them complete the paperwork, and then they will tell them specifically if, in fact, the disability has anything to do with it. But I really think that it has changed since the 100%.
Yeah. All right, let the veterans people tell the veterans. Let me go to Susan at 239-1310. Susan, got about a minute.
Good afternoon, Amos.
Good afternoon.
I was calling because my son is a freshman down at Vincennes, and he was blessed enough to get the 21st Century Scholar. But I also had to take out loans. But my question is, I knew that there's a thing with the Franklin Bannon grant, and he's a full-time student. And how is it do they qualify for that? Because I thought that if they were full-time students, they qualify for the Franklin Bannon grant.
What's the Franklin Bannon grant, guys?
It's also a grant from the state of Indiana. Mm-hmm. It is based on financial need.
That's the need.
That's the need. And so if the family applied and did not show financial need, they still qualified for the 21st Century Scholars because that was a commitment, again, right, from the 7th and the 8th grade.
Right.
So whether the income had increased or decreased, if there was no financial need, then they got the 21st Century Scholars, but they did not get a Frank O'Bannon Award.
Okay, so Frank was need, 21st Century Scholars, you did everything you're supposed to do, and then the rest is other grants, work study.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all keep mentioning work study. And then the last resort is the loan.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last resort for mama, daddy, or whatever is the parent loan.
Right.
Right.
All right, if you got questions, you can, there's a couple of things. The website for FAFSA is what? Is it FAFSA.gov?
FAFSA.gov.
Yeah.
FAFSA.gov.
FAFSA.gov.
That's right.
You can fill it out online.
Absolutely.
Or you can print it out in the printer or just come to College Goals Sunday locations all over.
And I would encourage you to do it online.
And you can save and come back to it.
Definitely, yes.
Yes.
It gets the student practice for online courses.
Yes.
And the help.
It gets the parent practice for online courses.
Mm-hmm. And everybody has help on the far right-hand side, so many of the questions get answered right there in the help box.
So if you get stuck, you go to the help, and it says question 13. This is how the question 13 is.
And unlike the paper, if you don't have to answer the question, you won't see the question online. So, again, I would encourage everyone to do it online. We will not even have the paper forms at College Goals Sunday.
You'll have 8,000 computers.
We will.
Yes.
FAFSA, FAFSA.gov, FAFSA.gov. Guys, thank you. Bill Wozniak, Jenny Washington, and Donette Kassman. Thanks very much for being with us.